Well, Done With Debt is a consumer advocate firm specializing in debt relief strategies. I have asked Michael Pearson to join me to share his strategies and advice for people that want to end their debt permanently. Hi, Michael.
Hey, how's it going?
Good. So talk to us about credit card and loan interest rates have skyrocketed. How does this affect most Americans? Because we're all dealing with this.
Well, that's a great question. It's tough because it affects all Americans here. One thing that we always notice is that we can't control the interest rate. So your debt keeps building faster and faster. It's getting bigger and bigger. And what was once a manageable situation is now unmanageable. And with inflation going crazy, with just groceries, gasoline, rents, all the basic necessities, at some point something has to break and you realize that you're not going to get out of this debt maybe in years, sometimes decades. So it's tough.
Yeah. So a lot of people look to either get a loan or declare bankruptcy, but that can actually make it worse. I struggle with insomnia, Michael. I don't know if you do, because I know a lot of people, you go to bed waking thinking about your debt, you wake up thinking about it, or whatever your problems are. What's your advice for someone struggling with debt in general?
Go to donewithdebt.com, answer 3 to 4 questions, get in contact with us before you even make your next payment to that credit card. Before you call the creditors yourself, give us a call. There is hope. We will help you. Simply go to donewithdebt.com, fill out a couple questions. We'll have one of our experts call you right away. It's free at no cost to you. We don't charge anything until we start settling your debts. So what do you have to lose?
There you go. Easy peasy. That's a complex financial term that I hope you understand. Go to donewithdebt.com. That is donewithdebt.com. Michael, thanks so much. We appreciate it.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, what's your secret? Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
If you like what you're hearing, why not try a StephCast subscription? Only $4.95 a month if you buy a year in advance. Go to StephanieMiller.com to find out how.
Hi, hello, Malcolm Nance.
Hello, Steffi.
There he is.
Once again, you have me quit mission the other side of the world.
Oh, good. I could not have you not show up on the week when, what was the headline, Travis? Former FBI official that was investigating Trump for Russia connections is convicted of Russia connections.
Colluding with Russia.
Of colluding with Russia. Correct. Wow, Malcolm, does it hurt your head to be right so much all the time?
You think I'm right. You should talk to the email lady. I mean, yeah. He had all of this pegged.
Yeah.
And remember the conspiracy theories, or what they were calling conspiracy theories,
yeah,
about the New York FBI office?
Yes.
Well, guess who was in the New York FBI office?
Yeah.
I saw a comment, I don't know whether you might have read it, on Twitter, where they said, we may have found the person who helped throw the election for Hillary Clinton.
Yeah.
I mean, Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton.
Yeah.
And, you know, I mean, now we're finding out he was technically working as an agent of a foreign power.
Yeah.
And even though that doesn't rise exactly to espionage, mm-hmm, he was working with foreign intelligence officers who work for Oleg Deripaska.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
how much have we talked about these characters?
Yeah.
So the entire Russia scandal is all right back on the front burner. And, you know, I don't want to say I told you so, but I told you so. I wrote a book called Plot to Hack America, mm-hmm, which came out 6 weeks before the election, and it had all of this in it, with the exception of this character, Mr. X.
You were the only one out there before the election with the clarion call. And this I keep saying this, Malcolm, it is all one story, starting from this. And it just, even you couldn't write that part of it. That an aide, one of the FBI agents investigating Trump for Russian collusion, was colluding with Russia, right? So you're right. It connects to everything, to why, you know, Comey was forced to make his statement, why Giuliani was opening his big yap about this. I just wonder, Malcolm, do you feel like anything's going to come of this? Because I keep saying, you know, the statute has not run out on the 10 counts of obstruction in Trump Russia, has it?
You know, I'm gonna go with Frank Figluzzi on this one, which is where this was significant. This could have impacted the election. This has certainly tarnished the FBI. But what I really want to know, what I'm really waiting for, is to see if this guy flips hard.
Thank you.
And bring together the unified field theory of Donald Trump and Russia to say, yeah, we knew that. I pulled my punches. The office pulled its punches. No one wanted to do anything about it. You know, we saw it as benign. Donald was our man. This man worked for a man that is now sanctioned by the world. This man worked for a guy who was buying, well, senators like Mitch McConnell. Remember when Oleg Deripaska was going to put in an aluminum smelting factory in Kentucky?
Yeah.
Which got canceled right after, you know, Trump lost. So all of this is coming together, and it appears that, you know, I'm not the only one that did this. I may have been the first one to put it all together into a major conspiracy and publish a book before the election about it. But a lot of people were picking these pieces up because, as we say, it's not the places where you see data. It's the places where data is absent. Someone in the New York office was communicating with Rudy Giuliani. Someone in the New York office, as far as we know, we don't know if he was working with Paul Manafort.
Yeah. And also that got, how that story got in the New York Times, that there was no connection. They found no connection with Trump Russia. I mean, he looks like the nexus of all of this.
Yeah. And more importantly, here's one that I'm sure people aren't thinking about. And the man who was actively in charge of the FBI counterintelligence operation was Peter Strzok.
Yeah.
And he was the guy that Donald Trump was ridiculing, taking apart, discrediting until he was pulled off the Trump-Russia investigation. And that guy specialized in Russian oligarch dirty money in New York City. Was Peter Strzok identified by this guy?
Yeah.
And told to, and that they told the Trump people, you need to get rid of him? Oh, yeah. My God. My head's spinning over this story.
Yeah.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
I mean, and we were saying that, you know, again, being one story, you know, all the impeachments, when you look at it, right, Ukraine. I mean, look at what's happened with the Ukraine impeachment. That's Russia. What is it? Nancy Pelosi said, with you, all roads lead back to Russia, right?
Yes, but now we're finding the people that were the key facilitators.
Yeah.
And really, this guy could be facing not just a small fine and an end of his career in disgrace. He could be serving prison time for this. The FBI spy hunters hunted down potentially a spy's asset in the FBI. So they're going to be ruthless on him, unless it's Merrick Garland. Then, you know, he's going to want to split it both ways. But, you know, I hope that this guy is the string that unravels the entire, you know, woven piece.
Yeah. Yeah, I was saying I was watching Rachel Maddow, and it felt like 2016. I'm like, oh, my God.
Yeah.
It's a whole segment about Deripaska, and here we go again. And it's just, I have to say that, you know, you've not only, you were such a patriot in the sense that you were the one before the 2016 election with the Clarion call on this, but you also talked about how Russia is attacking democracy all over the world, and then you put your money where your mouth is and went to Ukraine to serve, to help. You must be happy that the Biden administration is preparing to send Abrams tanks to Ukraine.
Absolutely happy that the whole world has finally realized that the Ukrainians are worth saving. I mean, this piecemeal stuff that we see, you know, there's a whole crew of, you know, I won't call them pacifists, but these incrementalists who don't seem to understand that this is an existential threat, not only to Ukraine, but to democracy itself. And, you know, I had to go from holding up the Western Wall of Democracy to defending the Eastern Wall of Democracy to bouncing back here to try to save the Western Wall of Democracy again. We barely did it, but now we have the crazy caucus running the House of Representatives. You know, and we're back to Donald. You know, I was on a forum yesterday on Twitter, Twitter Spaces, and it was crazy.
Yeah.
It was crazy. Out of the 7,000 people that were there listening or communicating on there, all the speakers were anti-Ukraine, mm-hmm. anti-America, anti-NATO, yeah. and saying, you know, I spoke for 3 minutes out of the 3 hours that I was on there, and they were on for 13 hours. Mm-hmm. Aaron Maté, Michael Tracy, all the, you know, Glenn Greenwald, you know, disciples, Edward Snowden butt kissers, and they were just there destroying it. And agreeing with everything the woman from, you know, Russian television said. It's
yeah.
disgraceful here. And now we're all back to the beginning of it.
Well, I'm telling you, you will be one of the, you know, just the heroes of this era in our history. Just
that,
I mean, the plot to hack America and then the plot to hack democracy. I mean, you've followed this whole storyline, you know, in terms of Russia and attacking not just America, but democracy around the world. And you're absolutely right. I don't know what we do about being traitors in our midst in this country.
Yeah.
Do you?
Well, all I can say is that we've got to ignore them, and it's incumbent upon everybody to, you know what, go out and get. If you did not know what the Trump-Russia scandal was about, I'm afraid to say it. Go buy Plot to Hack America. Yeah. I read it again last year, and I was like, what was I on? My systems, my intelligence analysis systems were at 200%. I could see the entire pathway of it. And then 3 years later, the Mueller report confirms everything.
Yeah.
But you have to understand your opponents out there. I had the Attorney General of the United States have me pulled off air at MSNBC just before the Mueller report broke out. You know, there are a lot of jealous journalists out there who they won't sing your praises. But, you know, if you guys think this stuff is good, go out and read it again. Plot to Destroy Democracy. That is real. It just doesn't end with the attack on Ukraine, but you could see it forming in that book.
And
absolutely.
Let me beat you to a plug, which is hard to do, Malcolm Nance, but your new book, They Want to Kill Americans, is exactly what's happening. It's not just January 6th, which you also warned about before it happened. It's the ongoing coup. Whether it's in New Mexico or, you know, it's just and how about the fact that the people who tried to overthrow the government are now running it, as you call the clown caucus in the Republican. So in that sense, Malcolm, the coup was successful. You know, I mean, that's why there has got to be indictments and accountability.
Technically, the coup was successful. And the only thing that can help us is accountability through the Attorney General. And I'm not holding my breath for that. You know, I'm up with Sarah Kendzior on this one. I don't think it's going to happen in the way that we'll be pleased, but our people power at elections is what saves us. And, you know, I'm going to write, you guys know, I have a Substack now because Twitter's falling apart. It's really falling apart. And I don't feel like commenting on there anymore where I have 1,000 bots coming after me. So if you go to malcolmnance.substack.com, that's where I'm writing about all of this. And my new article on how Putin's going to die. You're going to, you know, my next one is about the crazy. No, I think I already did it. The drunk monkeys with machine guns.
That's it.
Yeah.
GOP Congress.
Read that story. It's crazy.
This episode is brought to you by Philo. Do you love TV? Do you love saving money? Then Philo is your solution. Philo has shows, movies, and live TV for just $25 a month. You can even try it for free with their 7-day free trial. No contracts, no commitments, no hassles. Just a better way to watch TV. Never miss a minute of shows like the hit docuseries Where is Wendy Williams? Or classics such as Friends. If you can't get enough TV, then there's no better way to watch. Philo has more than 70 channels like BET, MTV, and AMC. And the best part? You can try it yourself with their 7-day free trial. Sign up today at philo.tv/poppods. That's philo.tv/poppods to get 50% off your first month.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Real quick, Malcolm, I got to get your take on the classified documents now being found at Pence's. So what, first of all, I mean, it really is amazing to watch them twist themselves into pretzels, how once again, it's no big deal now that it's a Republican again, right?
No. You know what? You're going to go, they're going to scrub everything. You're going to find documents going back to freaking FDR there. You have to understand something. The presidents, with the exception of Donald Trump, we have evidence Donald Trump himself handled the documents that he kept.
Yes.
And apparently they were all related to Russia.
I just was going to say, speaking of this all being one, speaking of this all being one story, Malcolm, exactly. Jack Smith is looking at motives, and reportedly it's because of Trump, Russia, and Hurricane Crossfire. That's the stuff he stole, right?
Hurricane Crossfire. God, which was the operation run by Peter Strzok,
my God.
The counterintelligence officer that this new guy dimed out and got pulled off the case. So that guy is going to be vindicated when this is all said and done. It cost him his career and his name. But, you know, unified field theory, everything that has happened under Trump is all related. It's related to Russia, and it's related to big quantities of dirty Arab money.
Curious, Malcolm, real quick before you go, what do you think Trump was trying to do with that? With the, you know, Trump-Russia stuff and the stealing the documents, what was he going to try? What is he doing, or did he do, or what do you think he was trying to do with that?
Let me tell you something right now. It's hard to get those documents. A person must go to the classified information facility or file a request. So the person who's going to go down is probably Cash Patel, because he was one of the minions that would have been going in and out of the SCIF, the Sensitive Compartmented Information Facility, to pull the documents that never went back. That's why the FBI knew they were missing. They never went back. I think it has to do with something. Here we go. Michael Flynn. It's in Plot to Hack America. The story to get the Saudis nuclear power plants that were built in Russia. But it could also be what something Donald Trump said before about getting the Saudis the atomic bomb. I don't know, but it's nuclear-related, and those are the only two things that would make sense.
Wow. All goes back to your original, Donald Trump is Benedict Arnold. Okay.
Benedict Arnold.
Get all of Malcolm's books, all of them, right now. All right. Love you, Malcolm. See you next week.
Bye-bye.
Bye. There he goes.